My name is Elise Wells. I'm going to read my testimony, Mother and Son Healed, published in the May 3rd, 2021 issue of the Christian Science Sentinel. For a long time, I had a deep desire to give a testimony in a Christian Science testimony meeting, but fear would always pop up and keep me from speaking. I would even come to the meetings prepared with something written so I wouldn't forget anything, and I practiced saying it ahead of time, but I still sat quietly, saying nothing at all. I was afraid that I wasn't eloquent enough to express myself clearly, especially after hearing how well-spoken other testifiers were, and that I might be found wanting by comparison. I finally called a Christian Science practitioner to pray for me regarding this problem. During our conversation, I also asked the practitioner to give my young son treatment through prayer because he had a stuttering problem. Each time he tried to utter a word, he would stomp his foot until the word came out of his mouth. The practitioner agreed to pray and assured me that both my fear of speaking and my son's frustration with speech were errors that could be corrected spiritually. I began looking up references to speaking in the Bible and in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. What helped me the most was the account of Moses, where he appeared to have concerns about his ability to express himself. When God told Moses to go before Pharaoh and command him to let the children of Israel go, Moses protested that he was slow of speech and of a slow tongue. God said to Moses, "Who hath made man's mouth? I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say." Moses did as God commanded him, trusting God to govern his speaking. And he was able to fulfill his God-appointed mission. I felt that God was saying the very same thing to me, so I too learned to trust God more. I realized that it isn't important how something is said in a testimony. It's the spiritual truth behind what is being said that's important. Giving a testimony isn't about me, but about sharing a healing or an insight that might help someone else. And no one was there to be critical. Only God, infinite love, was present, surrounding me and everyone with good thoughts, in the church and everywhere else. Soon I was able to share testimonies comfortably, and I continue to do so today. My brother used to advise me to take my son to a speech therapist, but after I had worked with the practitioner and prayed for my son, my brother noticed that my son no longer had a stuttering problem. I told him that the healing had come through prayer, and that no speech therapist had been needed. My son is a grown man now, and he never again had a stuttering problem. I was, and continue to be, so joyful and grateful for the wonderful truths that helped me to gain more confidence and to trust in God's presence and power. And I am indeed grateful for Christ Jesus' example and for Mary Baker Eddy's writings, which give us a better understanding of God.